Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to switch to a privacy browser. Ad trackers are out of control. Use a browser that reins them in. By David Neild. Google's admission that yes, it does track you while you're incognito mode is just the latest in a long line of unsettling revelations about just how keenly big tech keeps an eye on our movements every time we connect to the internet. Billions of data records will now be deleted as part of a settlement to a class action lawsuit brought against Google. As we've written before, incognito mode and the equivalent modes offered by other browsers aren't as secure as you might think, particularly if you start signing into accounts like Google or Facebook. Your activities and searches as a logged-in user on large platforms can still be recorded, primarily to create advertising that's more accurately targeted toward your demographic. Google, for its part, says it's transparent about what data it's storing and why, and in recent years, it has made it easier for users to see and delete the information held about them. To really lock down your privacy and security, though, it's best to switch to a browser not made by a company that earns billions of dollars selling ads. And there are alternatives. Below, we recommend several browsers built with user privacy and security as a priority. Even better, in many cases, they can import data such as bookmarks and passwords from your current browser, Google Chrome, for example. You might know DuckDuckGo as the anti-Google search engine, but the parent company has branched out to make its own browsers, too. They keep you well protected online and at the same time give you plenty of information about the tracking technologies being proactively blocked. DuckDuckGo starts by enforcing encrypted HTTPS connections when websites offer them and gives each page you visit a grade based on how aggressively it's trying to mine your data. It'll even scan and rank site privacy policies for you. When it comes to browsing data, this can be cleared automatically at the end of each session or after a certain period of time. Pop-ups and ads are snuffed out, and of course, the DuckDuckGo search engine is built in, free of the Google trappings. You also get extras like throwaway email aliases you can use in place of your real email address to protect your privacy, and everything about the browser and its features is simple to use. You don't really need to do anything except install them, so you're getting maximum protection with minimal effort. Install Ghostery on your mobile device or your computer, and straight away it gets to work blocking adverts and tracking cookies that will attempt to keep tabs on what you're up to on the web. There are no complicated setup screens or configurations to manage. Like DuckDuckGo, Ghostery tells you exactly which trackers and ads it's blocking and how many monitoring tools each website has installed. If you do come across certain sites that are well-behaved, you can mark them as trusted with a tap. Or if you find a site that's packed full of tracking systems, you can block every single bit of cookie technology on it, from commenting systems, media players, and so on. Even if the site ends up breaking, a simple private search engine is built in to replace Google, too. Ghostery's tools are a little more in-depth and advanced than the ones offered by DuckDuckGo, so you might consider it if you want to take extra control over which trackers are blocked on which sites, but it's simple enough for anyone to use. Tor Browser markets itself as a browsing option without tracking, surveillance, or censorship. It is worth a look if you want the ultimate in anonymized, tracker-free browsing, unless you're on iOS, where it isn't available. Tor recommends the Onion browser instead. The browser is part of a bigger project to keep internet browsing anonymous. Use Tor and you use the Tor Project Network, a complex, encrypted relay system managed by the Tor community, making it much harder for anyone else to follow your activities online. As well as this additional layer of anonymity, Tor Browser is super strict on the background scripts and tracking tech that sites can run. It also blocks fingerprinting, a method where advertisers attempt to recognize the unique characteristics of your device. At the end of each browsing session, everything gets wiped, including cookies left behind by sites and the browsing history inside the Tor Browser app itself. In other words, private browsing that leaves no trace is the default, and indeed the only option. Brave comes with all the tracking protection features you would expect. Ads are completely blocked. There are tight restrictions on the data that sites can gather through cookies and tracking scripts, and you're always kept informed about what's happening. The browser comes with an optional built-in VPN, though it costs extra $10 a month. You can also, if you want, use Brave to access the Tor network we mentioned with the Tor browser and take advantage of its anonymizing relay service that hides your location and browsing data. There's no doubt about the effectiveness of Brave's tracker blocking technologies, and getting around the web in Brave is quick and snappy. It's a comprehensive package and one that strikes a well-judged balance between simplicity and power for the majority of users. Brave has regularly pioneered features related to innovative web technologies, including cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and most recently, artificial intelligence. There's actually a new AI assistant built into it. In other words, it's not exclusively focused on security and privacy. Firefox has long been at the forefront of online privacy, blocking tracking cookies across sites by default, for example, and it continues to be one of the best options for making sure you're giving away as little data as possible as you make your way across the web. Firefox also gives you a ton of information on each website you visit regarding the trackers and cookies that pages have attempted to leave, and which ones Firefox has blocked. Permissions for access to your location and microphone can be easily managed as well. Aside from looking after the interests of its users, Firefox also scores highly for user customization. You can change the look and behavior of the browser in a variety of ways, and there are useful integrations like the built-in Pocket utility that saves web stories on your device so you can read them later. Firefox developer Mozilla offers plenty of extras, including a free data breach monitor that tells you when your usernames and passwords have been exposed somewhere online, a free email alias system to keep your actual email address protected, and a VPN that costs $10 per month. It all adds up to a comprehensive package for keeping you safe online. Apple continues to add privacy tech to Safari with each release on iOS and macOS, like requiring user authentication such as a Face ID scan when returning to a browsing session, though it's obviously not a browsing option if you're on Android or Windows. Safari has long been blocking third-party tracking cookies that try to connect the dots on your web activity across multiple sites. It also blocks device fingerprinting techniques that try to identify your devices, and it reports back to the trackers it has disabled. The browser can now warn you when you try to use a password that's too weak on a new website or service, and it will make a suggestion of a stronger password if needed. Recent browser updates added support for logging in with passkeys too. Safari operates against the backdrop of Apple's commitment to collect as little information about you as possible and to keep most of that information locked away locally on your device rather than on Apple's servers. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.